How is everybody?
Good.
Half of you's good. I don't know about the other half. We're glad to see you here tonight. On this last night of Vacation Bible School, we've got some more that'll be coming in, but we're glad to see you here tonight. Man, I see packets of pennies. Bags of
Yeah.
Well, let's see. How many wants it like this? How many wants it like this? Brother Hyde didn't yell. He put his hand up as a vote. All right. Well, we're going to find out who's going to win. And you got to stick around and see what the punishment's going to be. I've heard some different things. Well, that'll be revealed later. So stick around. As they used to say on a show when I was a kid, they said, "Will Batman get out of this fix? Will the Joker prevail?" And all that stuff. Then what would it say at the end? It said, "Tune in next week." Yeah, to be. It said, "Same bat time and the same bat channel." So we won't make you wait a week, just a little while. And so you come, you stay tuned. But we have certainly had a good Vacation Bible School. We're over halfway to our goal. I believe it was 296? 264, I'm sorry. So we're over halfway. But our goal is 500 to help the Sheriff's Department with their drive for shoes. And we got some folks brought some socks in as well. So that is wonderful. We want to be a blessing to our community. And we're going to open up a prayer in just a moment. And I'll turn it over to our director on this last night. And boys and girls, the most important thing is that you love Jesus.
Amen.
And that you follow Him. That's what Vacation Bible School is all about. So let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight and ask Him to bless our time together. Father in heaven, we love You. God, we appreciate the fun times. We appreciate, Lord, the good naturedness and Lord, but Father, most importantly, we want, Lord, to impact lives for Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray You bless every dime of this money that comes in, that it'll be a blessing to somebody, that it'll be an answer to somebody's prayer, Lord. Lord, for a child and or for that child's family, God, to help them as they go back to school. I pray that in the name of Jesus, Lord, You would bless us tonight. You would anoint every part of this, every song and every Heavenly Father, the lesson, Father, Lord, the altar call and the challenge at the end, we pray for Your divine touch and anointing tonight. And Lord, we pray that God, You would get all of the glory and that seeds would be sown, that Lord would bear much fruit. We'll thank You and praise You. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So give a hand to our directors for coming tonight.
I don't know about that. Okay. So, last night, and girls are winning, right?
No.
What? The girls aren't winning?
No, not yet.
We are going to lose, Mom. It's going to be the first year the boys are going to lose. It's going to be the only year the boys are going to lose.
Oh, my goodness.
We have
just over $200 to go to make our goal. I think we can do it tonight.
$500.
So
your goal is
over. I think we're determined y'all to lose. We need our team captains to come on down. Okay, now, I am not in charge of what happens to the loser, okay?
I'm not on B.E.
You're not going to be either.
That's been given to a special committee.
That has been given to a special committee.
Who's that?
And it's out of my hands.
Mama. That's okay. Mama. Don't worry about it.
He's really calm
not
about
to
this.
Worry about
not
it.
Not to worry about it. But girls, we're gonna make leave him shaking in his boots tonight, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah. You don't think so? No.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, we are not gonna announce the final totals until we get over to the fellowship hall, okay? So you'll have to wait. Yes, you got to wait. We'll just add a little more excitement to it.
Okay? I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Anxiety.
Let's go, folks. Wait, wait, wait a minute. We got to turn the music on. Come on.
Okay, will you hear the music?
Come on, man.
There's Ben.
Boys. There you go. Good boy, Daniel. All right, that's good showing. Woo! Lord. All right, man. Come on, we might have to come twice.
All right.
Woo!
Oh my goodness. Hey,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That's good. Oh my goodness.
All right, where's my daughter at? All right, come on, man. Whatever she's got in store for me. Come on, man. Oh, me.
Look at them girls
working tonight.
They're working. They got to keep their streak alive. Is that everything?
Early, and he said,
I had him bring these rocks over for me, and I missed him. And when I got in here, he was just talking away. And it wasn't like his preaching like he does. And I thought, I listened for a minute, and I thought, oh, Lord, who's here? Who can get in? Because it's just really, well, he was repeating everything I had said this week. So. But he was talking. So, and then he goes, Mama, I found it. I was like, you found what? He had looked up and found Numbers 13:30 in the Bible, and he was practicing it. So, now, can you do it? You going to try?
Yeah, I'm going to hold
here.
You can do it.
You can
do it.
Let us at once impress he for we are well able to overcome Numbers 13-30.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
God can do anything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We see this week what he can do.
My God can do.
Have a seat. Who can tell me, what did we talk about last night? Yes, Faith.
Oh, God.
Okay. Who else? Anyone else want to take a guess?
Oh,
y'all didn't listen to you last night.
Well, I did, but I forgot.
Okay.
Ask some timers.
Yes. Can we talk about the 10 other people dying from the plague? They were the first ones to die.
The 10 spies that were brought the negative report died from the plague? Or the evil?
They were the hopeless, right?
The 10 of the 12 that brought the negative evil report. Yes, it's right.
The 40 years in the wilderness? Related to 40 years they searched the land?
40 years in the wilderness. 1 year for every day that they searched the land. What else did we talk about?
If you were more than 20 years old, you die first.
Hey,
you
said
that, yes.
I didn't hear you.
If you were 20 years old and older, you died in the wilderness. What?
They lied about what God could do.
Huh? They lied about what God could do?
Joshua and Caleb were exempt from dying because they were.
Oh! Joshua and Caleb were exempt. Joshua and Caleb were the only two that were over 20 years and older that were allowed to go into the promised land. That's what the Lord said. We're going to talk about that tonight. Anything else we talk about? What, Isaac?
Mountains.
We talked about mountains.
About the mountain, how they were ready to.
I think, were they at the end, after God had announced the punishment,
yes.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
They decided they were going to go in, and they got it in the middle of the mountain, and it was too late. Very good, Isaac.
And they were going to stone.
They were going to stone. Who were they going to stone?
Joshua and Caleb. Because they believed that God could do it.
They believed that great God could do it, and everyone else was mad about it.
Why fast?
Y'all did good. Good. You're listening. I'm glad. Because you know what? The Bible tells us to train you up right in the way you should go, and will not depart from it when you're older. So everything you're learning now and you're remembering, when you're older and you're out in the world and you're working a job or you're dealing with people, and if you're in a tight situation, or if you're under some stress, or
anything going wrong, the word of the Lord will come back to you, and it'll help you. And that's a promise that the Bible has given us from the Lord. That's just a, you know, freebie. Well, tonight, we're going to, we've been in Numbers the first two nights. Tonight, we're going to talk about the book of Joshua. We're going to skip over. Yeah, because that's where it gets good. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 1, verse 2, the Lord says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, it does not tell us that Moses was the last person of that generation to die in the Bible. But I do think we can gather that because the very next few scriptures, the Lord tells Joshua to get up, get the people, and go to Jordan, cross Jordan, cross into Canaan land. And what did we learn last night? That they couldn't go in until everybody of that generation had died. So, I think it's safe to say that Moses was the last one to die. You know what? When I was reading this today and studying some, I realized that the first few verses of Joshua chapter 1 and the first few verses of Numbers 13 were very, very similar. It tells us, God gives Joshua almost word-for-word instructions that Moses had given the 12 spies. He told them to take the people over to Jordan, get up into that land, which I do give them. Now, where did we hear that before?
Numbers
13, verse 2. You know what the ironic thing is?
Mm-hmm.
We hear that in Joshua 1, verse 2. Get up and go to the land that I give you, is what Jesus said. And that evil generation didn't want to listen, did they? In fact, God told Joshua, he said, everywhere your sole of your foot touches, I will give you. Now, he told him, he said, go up through the wilderness over here by Lebanon and go over here to the great river Euphrates. And everywhere, and all that will be your coast, and everywhere you go, so just keep walking. Everywhere you go, that is going to be yours. Doesn't matter who's there, I will not leave you. I will be there with you. I will guide you. I will lead you. Do not fear. Be of good courage. Because he's right there with us. You know what? He said, I will not fail thee. So no matter if those Amalekites and the Hittites and the Jebusites and all those other ites, no matter what they did, he was going to be with Joshua. Joshua was the new leader because Moses was dead. Do you know what Joshua does? He gathers all the children together. He said, okay, meeting time. Last time we had a meeting, y'all almost stoned me, so leave the stones at home. It's meeting time. Gather together. We're going to meet 7 o'clock tonight on the east side of the camp. We got some good news to share.
Everybody be there, don't be late. Pass the word.
All the way around. Santa Claus, Joshua's got some news for us. Santa Claus, don't forget, east side of the camp, we're going to have some good news. Good news, I don't know what it is, but Joshua's saying to be there and not to be late. How many is ever late?
Yeah.
Yeah, we always, sometimes. And isn't it when you're late that you miss the best part?
Yeah.
Joshua's like, you don't want to be late tonight? I got some good news for you. Well, they gathered together. The Bible tells us that Joshua gathered all the children together. And he told them everything that God had told him. And you know what the people said? This time, I'm going to read this one to you because I thought it was good. And every one of them said to Joshua, all that you commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever you send us, we will go. Do you think they learned from their mamas and daddies what will happen if they didn't go? I think somebody got the message. Somebody was alert. Somebody was listening. But you know what else I also find it very interesting? And the same is true for us. God, not only did he say he wouldn't leave them, he would always be with them, not to fear, but he left someone in place that could reassure them that, hey, I've been this way before. I know what to expect. Just follow me. He left him someone that had the confidence to know that God meant what he said. And he left someone, not just one, he left them two people. Someone who had been that way before, who could lead him. Isn't that, that to me is just, that's just like God. He is not going to leave us, and he is not going to leave us physically by ourselves. If we trust in him, he's going to put someone right there beside us to come along beside us every time. Because isn't it nice, come here, Olivia. Isn't it nice when you're going through problems and you have someone, put your arm around my waist. Yeah, okay. And say, come on, let's walk together.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave you. God's not going to leave you, but we're going to walk through this together. That's what the church is for, people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the church, thank you.
I'm going to see you.
But isn't it comforting to know he left them to somebody? Now, this was a huge nation of people. He calls them the children of Israel, but it was a nation. Numbers more than I can count. But he did. He left them too, who had been that way before. And he didn't leave them alone. But they had learned a few things in their 40 years of travel. Unnecessary travel. Guess what? We got some more spies coming this time. You think they're going to listen? This time, Joshua didn't send 12. He just sent 2. Because this is just my interpretation. He's like, there's only 2 of us that agreed last time that we should go in. So we only taken 2, a chance for 2, because those 10 managed to destroy everything. So if we just have 2 and they think it's bad, then I can, Caleb and I can convince them, you know, it won't be easier. It will be easier, rather, to deal with 2 versus 10.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua just sent 2. And this time, he sent them into a city, not a whole country, to spy out. Doesn't tell us how long they spied out Jericho. Who's ever heard of Jericho?
What do we know about Jericho?
The walls came down.
The walls came down. Well, first off, there was walls, wasn't there? We also hear about a woman named Rahab. This is funny. Well, I was asking that part, but.
True.
When I wrote Rahab down, I originally spelled it wrong. I spelled it rehab.
She did get a rehab.
She did get a rehab, you are right. This woman was not a Christian. This woman did not know God. This woman was not a very nice person. We'll describe her that way. She did things you should not be doing. But you know what? God used her. You know what? I need, come here, Daniel, these two are our spies to stand in. And this Rahab, she's walking through the, and she's like, those are strangers, I'm going to do they all. What are you two doing here? Where did you come from? Why are you here? How did you get in this city? We have walls for a reason. Now, where did you come from? They don't know.
I heard someone.
Yes, they do.
They've already
been
sent.
Just for the
later,
y'all represent the children of Israel and your
spouse. Oh, we came from Israel.
Okay. Anyway, Rahab takes them to her house. Come on. I'm going to tell you some things. And she tells them about Jericho. Well, while they are in her house, a knock comes on the door. Listen, I know who that is. And it's not going to be good for you two. So I want you to go up on the rooftop and hide, and I'll come find you, but you just gotta go hide right now, okay? You know how to see. You gotta go hide! And she opens the door, and it is the officials, it's the army of Jericho. We know they're here! Where are they? Rahab. Oh, yes. What are you talking about? We don't know anything. I don't know anything. We know. We saw them. Someone saw them besides us. We know they're here. I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't seen anybody. She. Why? Because where were they?
She sounded like the rooftop.
She hid them. But you know what? After they leave, she tells them, what you gonna do for me? Rahab wanted, she knew enough that these people, these men were different. She knew, and it tells us, she told them, she said, I know who you are. You're of that tribe. You're of those people that are coming to get us. They are coming. We heard what happened in Egypt, and we heard about the Red Sea. We know we are doomed. We know you're coming for us. What are you going to do to save me, to keep me safe? I kept you safe. Now you have to keep me safe. Rahab did not know God, but she had heard enough to fear God. And you know, I found this, Hollis. People, when God is trying to draw them to Him, they will have a fear of God. They don't know what that is. They just know that there should be some kind of respect, or that they should honor. And you know, boys and girls, as Christians, someone who loves the Lord, who's someone who's trying to serve the Lord, you need to have enough of God to recognize that. So you can say, you know what? I know what's going on in your life. God wants you to give it all over to Him. So, the spies, they said, now, this isn't exactly scarlet and this gold on the other side, but they said, here, Rahab, take this scar, put it in the window, and when we come in, we will know that everyone in this house is safe and we're not to harm. So Rahab put it in the window. Something else that as I was reading, oh, was it going to stay? Let's see, can we get it in the window? As I was reading, I realized they said, Rahab, we're going to be back. They didn't say, Rahab, we're going to be back in 3 days. They didn't say, Rahab, we're going to be back in 10 days. Rahab didn't know if they were, but it was going to be 6 months before they were back. She had, it doesn't tell us how long they were gone. We know there's at least 3 days. Had no idea. But she knew that to be safe, she had to stay where that scarlet ribbon was at. This was her salvation. If she came out here, she was lost. That's kind of like house arrest. She's kind of stuck. She had a question to ask herself. Is my life and the life of my family worth waiting? Rahab, it was worth waiting. She said it was worth waiting, because the Bible later tells us that Rahab and her family was saved. The spies go back to to Joshua. And they bring Joshua a report. Joshua chapter 2, verse 24 says, truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land. For even the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. What a difference in reports.
Right.
They were like, whoo, this is going to be easy. It's already ours. They are scared of us. And we hadn't even gotten over in the Jordan. Hadn't crossed over Jordan yet. Our reputation precedes us. It wasn't their reputation, it was God's reputation.
Absolutely.
So, Bible tells us that they, and this is how I know that at least 3 days before they attack, actually it's more than that, we'll get to it. Again, had to pick 12 men, one from each tribe. As they're crossing Jordan, Joshua tells them, get you a stone. Now, there's another river they're going to have to cross. He's got his 12 men out. He's given them their orders. He's got the Ark of the Covenant. He's got the priest leading over, leading rather with the Ark of the Covenant. And they're all going, how are we going to cross this river? I don't know how big the Jordan River was. But it was big enough, it was bigger than our little creek here. They could have just walked like that. been through it. It was big enough. They put the priests in the front. And this is what God told Joshua to do. When, see, all this younger generation, they had heard about the crossing of the Red Sea. But they didn't remember or witness the crossing of the Red Sea. This was their Red Sea experience. Joshua called them. They said, okay, priest, you get the Ark of the Covenant. And when your foot steps, the sole of your foot is in the Jordan River, the water is going to move. And we are going to cross on dry land. Who likes to walk with water? When I'm in nice clothes and I've got my good traveling clothes on, I don't like to be wet. And I'm sure there were some women in this group that definitely did not want to be wet. And they were saying, thank you, Jesus is going to be dry. He's going to do it again for us. They, everyone, walked across on dry land. As those 12 walked across, they just reached down and picked up a rock and kept going. On the other side of the river, they built a monument. Now, I had to use a few more than 12. And for some reason, I am convinced those 12 rocks were much bigger than our river rocks. But you know why they have this monument? Because the Bible tells us that God told them, said, when you forget, the next ones that come along, your children's children, you can say, right there is the proof. God did it for us. This is our monument. This is the reminder of who we serve.
Yes.
So they go on. The Bible story goes, and you have heard how they marched around the walls of Jericho. Not saying a word. Quiet as mouse. One time a day for 7 days. Then on the seventh day, they marched quiet as mouse, not saying a word. People on the walls thought, they're crazy. They are lunatics, you're right. They are crazy. But God had given a specific order. These people go in front, these people go next, these people, he gave a specific order. And when they marched around, and they marched that sixth time, and they finished, and I know they were tired because Jericho was a large city. It wasn't just a few minutes and we're done. It probably took them hours upon hours to do this. Joshua said, okay, that's the end of lap six. When we start on lap seven, I want you to blow your trumpets and shout for joy because God has given us this city. When they start marching and they start blowing their trumpets, the walls came down. But Rahab and her family were saved. This is the first of many battles that the children of Israel fought. They had to fight the Amalekites. They had to fight the Hittites. They had to fight the Jebusites. They had to fight the Canaanites. They had to fight every group one. From Joshua chapter 1 to Joshua chapter 14, all they did was fight. But there was a difference. They stood on the promise that God had given them,
right,
that land. They stood on the promise that God was walking with them, that God was going to give them the victory. The Bible tells us that the kings of the kingdoms, they fainted. Their hearts fainted.
Right.
they were terrified of these people and their God. But you know what? They didn't turn to God. It wasn't easy. These were evil people. They had to clear the land. And sometimes, when God wants to do a work and do something in our lives, He has to clean out everything. He has to push down all the props. Sometimes He has to push down the buildings. Sometimes He takes people out of our lives. Sometimes He puts people in our lives. And we wish, oh Lord, why did we do that? God knows what He's doing. He hasn't left us because His word says He won't leave us. We depend on Him. But they fought, and they fought, and they fought, and they fought, and they fought. It took them 5 years to claim the land. Just think about that. Olivia is 5. They've been claiming the land the whole time she's been alive. That's a long time. Olivia would have known this fighting. And war. 5 years to clear the land. But you know what? You know, I told you last night we were going to have a special Caleb visitor. This whole time, Caleb, he kept working. And he kept fighting. And he kept going about. And he kept saying, God promised us. God promised us, we're getting the land, we're getting the land. It's going to be good, it's going to be good. Caleb was 40 years old when he went to spy the land. They spent 40 years in the wilderness. So 40 plus 40 is?
80.
Plus 5 more.
It's 85.
Anybody here 85 or over? I don't you raise your hand, Isaac. I don't raise your hand. Come here, Brother Wick. You be our Caleb. Come on. I'll try not to walk fast. No, Caleb didn't have off rides. He didn't walk with the cane, but we'll let Brother Wayne walk with the cane. Come on, you want to walk with me?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay, come on.
Where do you want to go?
We're going to walk this way. Stand here beside
me.
Yeah, stand here beside
me. Oh, okay.
So they can see us. We're going to walk. And I'm going to talk.
Okay?
I am. And I'm trying not to walk fast. What?
Women always do talk.
Okay, you ready? Let's go. Caleb says, Joshua, I was 40 years old when we went and spied out the land. Mm-hmm. You were 40 years old, right?
There you go.
You're a young man, right?
That's right.
You can walk.
I
you
walk
can handle
on.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, you can run.
I can run.
Can you run now?
No, ma'am.
He said, we spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness. He said, and I spent the last 5 years fighting all these heights. It's been rough, hasn't it?
It's been rough.
It's been hard.
Oh.
But
he
did it.
But we won the battle.
We won the battle.
Amen.
Thank you. You just stand up there. More than patience.
You know, I think Caleb probably kind of talked to Joshua. So, you know, Joshua, I've been kind of patient. You know what? He said, I'm just as strong today as I was 45 years ago. He said, I can do it today. I have warned, I have fought, I have helped clear the land. Now give me my mountain. That's where our thing comes from. He says, give me my mountain. I am just as strong today as I was in the How many of you are just as strong today as you were 40 years ago? Well, if you're not 40 years old, don't raise your hand. I don't know about you, but I think God gave Caleb a supernatural strength. Because God recognized and honored. Caleb was the only one. Now Joshua supported Caleb. And Joshua stood up with Caleb and said, yes, he is right, let's go into the land. But it was Caleb that said, whoo, wait a minute, we can do it, let's go. Let's fight now. And it was Caleb that led the charge. Caleb said, if the Lord be with me,
Amen.
Joshua gave Caleb his mountain. Joshua gave Caleb Hebron for an inheritance because he wholly, wholly, followed God. He, with all of his being, he followed God. With his mind, with his mouth, with his heart and with his physical ability, he followed God.
Yes.
And you know what? Joshua 14, verse 15, the very last verse of Joshua 14 says, the very last sentence of that verse says, and the land rested without war. I don't know what God has for each one of us here. I do know this. He wants us as a church body to reach Anson County. I do know that Anson County is our mountain. I also know that if we are wholly the Lord's, if we, with our mind, with our mouth, with our heart, and with our physical ability, lean on the Lord, he will give us Anson County. There are people in, within probably just the shadow of this church, that are dying without God. That he has charged us to reach. Our question needs to be, and should be, are we going to be like Caleb and Joshua? And are we going to go? Are we going to say, use me? Here I am, Lord. I'm as strong as you allow me to be. I'm as willing to go as I physically can go. Some of us need a strength from God to go. Others of us can do more in our physical ability if we let God use us. Some of us, all we can do is sit and pray. But trust me, that is more than you will ever know. Are we going to be Caleb and Joshua, or are we going to be the 10 to bring an evil report? I don't know about you, but I want to be Caleb and Joshua.
to burden our hearts, He'll give us something to do. He will give us something to do. And we can say, give me my mountain. I am well able because the Lord is on my side. He has given me the strength. And I am walking in His ability. Because we can't do it on our own.
Story of Caleb and his faith, and he ate in the wilderness what God gave him to eat, and he drank out of the water out of the rock, and that's why he was strong, and Joshua as well. And so if we'll eat and drink what God gives us to eat and drink, His word and drinking of His spirit, we can be strong and do what needs to be done. Amen. And I appreciate this tonight so much. Boys and girls, you're young now. Don't wait till later in life to say, I'm going to serve the Lord. You start now. If you've not been serving the Lord, start tonight. And say, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. You were put here to do a work for the Lord. You weren't put here to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you were not put here to do the work of the devil. You're here to do the work of the Lord. And I want you to make up your mind tonight that you're going to be faithful and that you're going to serve God. And don't let, like I said last night, don't let anybody dissuade you. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let anybody get you out of God's house. Ever, ever. I want you to keep your hearts and minds on the Lord. I want you to have fun as a child. I want you to enjoy, but I want you to keep God's purpose over your life. Hey, boys, listen to me. It's not going to be much longer. Listen to me. I want you to keep God's purpose on your life. Would you do that for me? And do it for yourself. And do it for the Lord. That's why we have opportunities like this in Sunday school. And services to instruct you, instruct all of us. We all need it, don't we, adults?
Amen.
We all need encouragement. We all need to know our purpose. Amen. And so I love the story of Joshua and Caleb. It's not always easy. Now listen to me. This is for all of us as we close tonight. You don't have to stand tall, but you do have to stand up. Y'all hear me? You don't have to stand tall, but you do have to stand up. So, if we've got an army for the Lord here tonight, and you're saying, I'm going to do my part. Some of you, I know, as was alluded to, you say, all I can do is sit and pray. I can't do much physically. Then pray. I mean pray. I mean lay hold of the horns of the altar and pray. That means a lot. That was the next story. Tells us they got cocky after Jericho, and they said, Ai is not too big. Don't send out everybody. It's just little. What happened to them? They got whipped. You know why they got whipped? They didn't get whipped because they didn't have superior numbers. They got whipped because they didn't pray and ask God how they should do it. Okay? So, if there's an army for the Lord here tonight, and you're able physically, would you stand with me? If your attitude is, give me this mountain, would you stand with me tonight? You know what God can do with this? He took 12 men and turned the world upside down. We got more than 12 here tonight. Amen. We got more than 12 here tonight. I want all our young people, come here and stand. Step down off of that. Church, these are our seeds that we're sending out, right, for the cause of Jesus Christ. They're important now. Not just, we always say the church of tomorrow, they're important now. We need the older ones for wisdom. We need the younger ones for life and vitality, don't we? Right? And we love them. Hey, Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. And you know what? We're praying. You know what I'm praying? I'm praying that you'll be seeds that'll be sown. I want you to get your education. I want you, but let me pray it this way. You know, my mama prayed over me. Give me everything that I needed for my salvation and my education. Amen. That's what she prayed for. And I pray the same for these. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what my prayer is? My prayer is that you will, if you go get your education, that you will come back to this county and be a blessing to it. This county needs you.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, I know you can go to other places and make more money, but it's not about making money. It's about doing the purpose and destiny of God. And God loves this county. And God loves this city. And God loves us. I'm not going to let anybody, I don't let nobody look down their nose on us. They put their britches on one leg at a time just like I do. I don't hang my head when I tell them where I pastor. I'm not ashamed of where I pastor.
Amen?
We're worth something because of Jesus Christ. So I want y'all, that's what I want you to do. I want you to go do big things for God. All right? And church, as we close, and I want you to stretch your hands one more time and pray over these. Would you? Would you help me, Father in heaven? We stretch our hands, oh God, over this. As we close Vacation Bible School, and Lord, this has been one for... Lord, our own. And I pray that God, you would lay your hand upon them. I pray that God, you would give them big dreams and big visions, oh God. And Lord, I pray you give them a divine plan. You would anoint them, God. That Lord, they would dedicate everything that they are, spirit, soul, and body and mind, to the cause of Jesus Christ. I pray that Lord, right now in this moment, if they don't know you as Savior, I pray they would turn to you, give their hearts and their lives wholly to you, oh God, and that God, you would save them wonderfully and gloriously. And Father, I pray that, oh God, they would be infused with the faith of Joshua and Caleb, and they'd say, give me my mountain. I don't care if the sons of Anak are there. I don't care what the challenges are. God, if you've given it to me and you said I could have it, then I can have it in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray they'd come back to this county, and I pray they'd bless it, God. In the name of the Lord, I pray that God, you'd open up opportunities. I pray you'd make doctors. I pray that God, you'd make ministers. I pray that God, you'd make handmaidens of the Lord, God, in every phase of life. And that God, you would bless, oh God, this county because of them. And we'll be thankful for all that you do and accomplish. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all go be seated. I believe we're going to have to wait for a teller's report tonight. Till we get over to the fellowship hall, I believe. We want to thank y'all for coming out these last three nights. It's important to these young ones. And I appreciate y'all's participation, everybody's participation. I appreciate you coming out tonight. And I believe we've got some old kids here too. And we love y'all too. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, we'll be dismissed over to the fellowship hall. So come on over and find out what's going to happen, all right?
You going to bless the food,
brother? I'm sorry?
You bless everybody's food? Bless the food?
We'll bless the food. We sure will. All right. Father in heaven, we thank you for the time we've had these last three nights. And Lord, I pray that God, you would pour water on these seeds that have been sown, and that God would get the glory and the increase. Father, I pray that God, you would touch and minister, Lord, and bless this food, sanctify it to the nourishment of our bodies, and sanctify our bodies to thy service. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
God love you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.